member of WildGamesProductions.com and D20Radio.com.
Wild Games Productions and D20 Radio present an AD&D 2nd Edition Actual Play Podcast. In the land of Mystara, there are thousands of tales chronicling bands of brave beings out to make the land safe for human and demi-human alike. This is the story of one such group known as the Hammers of the Duchy. The players are DM Alley as Lou of Rose Glen, DM Corey as Katsu Oido, DM Full-On Gamer as Galeantro Heartcleaver, DM Glenn as Caracas Smelt, and your Dungeon Master is DM Brian. Join them now as the story unfolds.
Hey folks, Hammers of the Duchy, session number 15. And we are back again with a full complement of players. And Glenn is, you know, belching it not so subtly in the background. Hi.
Welcome, folks, to the Thakos Hammer Actual Play Podcast. I am not Vince Florio, but I play one on podcasts.
Yeah, exactly, although you have a smoother delivery. Hey, I'm DM Brian, your host and DM, of course. And, of course, that was DM Glenn right there.
And now, yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Okay. And over there is DM Full-On Gamer.
Greetings, Gamer Nation. Welcome to the Hammers of the Duchy Live Play Podcast.
Now we're going into realms of cheesy, and over there is DM Corey.
What's going on, everybody? I'm feeling pretty good.
I'll bet you are.
How many Jack and Cokes are you in, man?
I probably have like a 10% damage reduction to right
now. And they say I have a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have a drinking problem.
Got more hit points. Why?
I have a drinking problem. I have two hands and only one mouth.
Yeah, I learned to. You got to learn to drink out of the other hand, I guess.
Yeah. And last but not least, DM Alley.
Hello. Meow.
Okay, so. When we left off, you guys were still exploring the second dungeon level underneath the ruined monastery and trying to find a way out. You guys had gotten into some combat last session. I forget exactly what, because I haven't touched session 14 yet. Because I still
assassinated some people on some ledges and circled around and found a deadfall of rocks that we were trying to climb.
Correct. And you actually were able to climb it, and you found that the passageway looped almost all the way, actually did loop all the way back around to where you guys started. So, let's see. Did you guys want to continue the loop around, or did you want to explore one of the other passages you haven't gone down yet?
I say let's go explore the one we bypassed coming up this way.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'd take the long way around since we had a little bit of a ravine to cross.
Yeah, you were okay. You want to be like Super Tramp? You want to take the long way home? Okay, no problem. All right. So, in other words, you want to continue around and back to where you were and sort of come back down and around to where you left off, correct? Or did you want to just go back the way you came?
Back to the strange icons carved on the riverbank that said 85.
Okay. All right. And let me just...
Sounds like a plan to me. Let me find it.
Mm-hmm. Either that or we got to double back to where we killed the guards at the top of the ledges and either go left, right, or down off of the three-way intersection that we abandoned behind us.
Correct, because, yeah, it would come back to the ledges that you climbed up and back to that area.
You got it, Skippy.
Okay, what did you say, Allie?
But if we go all the way back around, aren't we going to have to climb up the ledges again to get to these three passages that we passed coming up?
Yeah, you might have to.
Right now, we're half at the top and half at the bottom of the rockfall ledge.
Yeah, I'm just...
Except for the people who've already zipped off to the other room already.
Okay, well...
We could just turn around and go back the other way.
Yeah,
and back just come back down the rock. Come back up the rock climb.
Mm-hmm.
Since it is a Talaran and Galantro are on the high ground, and everyone else was on the low ground of the broken rockfall.
Yeah, I haven't moved anybody yet until, you know, it was determined what you guys were going to do. So, I mean, so you guys want to just continue? Okay, you want to go back? You just want to go back the way you came? Okay.
Yepper.
Okay. Where's Corey's character? I can't see him. Where is he?
I'm up at 85.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a ninja.
Okay.
Where am I supposed to be?
Back down at 97 where everybody else is. Because, you know, they decided to just come back the way they came rather than going all the way around. Okay. And like that. And like this. Okay. Alrighty then.
This first one here.
This first one where? Hold on. Let me scroll down and find out which... Oh, you want to go that way? Okay.
Oh, want to look that way?
Okay.
Yeah, right. If you notice, I pass across the corridor, and I'm at the other end of the T. I'm just keeping guard and watching that direction.
Watching that. Okay, that's cool. While everybody makes their way that way. Got it.
Yep, I'll cover you.
Okay. Let's see. All right, so...
Can I leave a doggy with you?
Huh?
Shall I leave a dog with you?
No, I'm only going to be bringing up the back as soon as everybody gets down that hallway. I'm just standing here guarding.
Okay.
You might want the dogs in front because they can smell better than I can.
Mm-hmm. They smell awful.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside. There we go. There we go. And that's what you see. That's room number 98. And let me give you a little box text read kind of thingy here.
Yeah. You're screwed. Here's a whole bunch of...
No, that's going to be slightly later. Anyway, okay, you enter into this cavern that opens up. And the first thing you notice when you walk into this cavern, it's really hot. It's very hot. I mean, the temperature, not temperature, but you've noticed that down on this level that it's been warmer than usual. But yeah, once you get into this area, it gets like really hot. Okay, so two large iguana-like livers.
Oh, I got the onions.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! This is terrible.
Quick, somebody create stats. New hot reptile creature called a livered.
Oh man! Wow, that's a good flub. I'm gonna have to edit that. Okay.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I am. We're
going
to fight the liverds.
That's the wonderful part about being executive producer. I can make that executive decision to edit. Okay.
Does he, guys?
Actually, no. I do. And anytime you guys refer to liverds, I'll just cut it out. So there. It'll take me 20 years to get Session 15 out on the internet, but damn it, I'm not going to let that go.
Livered. Oh, I'm sorry. Penis.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
Hey, some of the best monsters in D&D were somebody's artistic or linguistic typo.
Point made. Okay, room number 98. Here we go. Two large iguana-like lizards are in the middle of this natural cavern. They are perfectly still, and their eyes seem to be closed. And I will put them on the map if you give me one moment, because I actually have an icon. I think I do.
Are we on the edge of the map?
Yeah, actually.
I have noticed a quite well-forged, looks like, dwarf work wall along the eastern side.
Sorry. Really? Yeah, the scan didn't go in. Quit being a wise ass. Scan didn't take that on that far end, okay? I was in a bit of a hurry, so I didn't get everything so.
He was giving you an out. He was telling you that the wall was fine dwarven made. That's why it's so smooth.
Yeah,
it
I
wasn't
know.
Busting.
Yeah. Yeah, don't touch that wall. It's razor sharp. You might cut yourself. Anyway.
With five razors that lift up the hair before they cut it.
Oh, jeez. Wow, there's a blast from the past right there. Okay, so there's one here. And then there's one right about there.
Which way are they facing?
They're not facing... Actually, they're facing kind of... to the side, off to your right. on the map left.
Are they chanting? Is there incense?
No, there's not. No incense. There's no chanting. Yeah, they're exactly. Their
faces are pointed this way.
Yeah, they appear to be asleep.
Well, that's what I mean.
Brother?
Yes.
Oh, brother.
How would you feel about invisible and scouting out the room without waking the occupants?
Mm-hmm. You do notice that it seems like a lot of the heat that's generated in this room are coming from them. That you do notice that. And he says, "I can do that, but I'm going to give them a wide berth."
So we're seeing no steam vents, no mud pools, no lava flows.
No.
Just super hot. Super hot.
Ouch. Oh, that hurt my back. Ouch.
They are they're salamander.
Of knowing what these things were.
No,
they're salamander livers.
Livers. Salamander livers, oh boy. Okay, so.
Is one of them named Larry?
No.
They seem to be lounging.
No, they don't have white leisure suits. No. Okay.
They're not lounge lizards. Okay.
All right. He keeps... Okay, so he...
No, of course not. I'm the one who lounges in the lizards.
Mm-hmm. So keeping I have lizard skin boots. The far wall, he eases his way around them. And he ends up down around here. Okay. And because of his... scouting ability, and this is revealed like this. Like that. There. And he comes back and he tells you there's a passageway going off to the right, and there's a door right here. Yep.
Does that passageway connect?
We might be able to go around back through that other room and come back on the opposite side of the lizards where the door is. Yeah, that way.
Okay.
And maybe get into the door without having to disturb the lizards.
Okay. Is that what you decide to do?
I'm throwing it out there.
Well, apparently, Allie, you be the leader.
Okay, then let's go back this way.
You want to backtrack and go around.
Yeah, and come around.
Okay.
So we don't have, hopefully do not have to disturb the large hot lizards.
Okay, no problem. And
I don't think things we really want to get into close melee.
Ying. Okay. And you guys make it around, and sure enough... And remember, there's a passageway here. Oops. Sorry, select. Remember, there's a passageway, like, right there that you guys haven't looked at.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, there's a couple. All right. I can't see where the turn order is in the way.
Oh, let me move that. Speaking of that, Fawn, can you see the turn order now?
No.
Really? Huh.
It is still empty. It is a blank box that says turn order.
Huh. Yeah, that's what mine is a blank box.
I wonder if I have that set a certain way. I don't know. All right.
We're thinking it has to do with your settings and the layers of visibility.
Yeah, that's possible. That's entirely. And sure enough, the passageway does connect. Surely enough. Okay. So you have your decision here. You're going to go to the door.
Could that door connect back to this other passage over here?
Which you mean the passage that you haven't explored, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one way to find out there, Chief.
Brother,
is it peek left or is it peek right?
If that.
What, this?
Double.
Okay.
Just looking.
Okay.
Walk past it like four times.
There, like that.
Okay, that goes the other direction. Yeah, it
goes off to the right, yeah.
All right, so the only way we're going to get to that door is
through the passage, okay.
Yeah.
And let me roll some dice. Move my mice. Oops. What the?
Make sure you have got some mice.
Yeah.
Roll your dice, move your mice. Okay.
Welcome to Professor Fangol's Musical Mice.
Oh my god.
I have my bow and arrow out and notched just in case.
Okay.
They move.
Okay. All right.
I'm not anything to them unless they start looking like they're heading.
Okay, unless it looks like they're obviously waking up. Got it.
Yeah.
Xavier goes to the door and presses his ear against it and shakes his head.
All right, brother, do your magic.
All right, just watch my back, please.
I'm right behind you. I'm basically my back to his back with the arrow notch ready to go.
Okay.
Yeehaw. Pick it.
Alright, let's see. Alright, let me roll some dice here for open locks, and there's a difficulty involved. And what is his open locks? I think it is... Oh, 75%, okay. No problem. Okay, and sure enough, it seems like the door is a little bit open, a little more difficult, because the actual door looks to be like a slab of stone. But he's able to move it without making too much noise. And let me roll for the lizard, see if they wake up. Somebody.
Like I said, your people were here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the door is able to be open. Corey, how are you going to get by those lizards? Because you're on the top end of the room. Corey? Corey.
Hello.
Sorry, I was on mute. Okay. How about we do this?
Oh, you're going to go all the way around?
This,
okay.
And this, and then this.
Okay, no problem. All right, so you are in this room now. Okay. All right, so you guys are able to open the door and ease your way in without disturbing the lizards. And let me reveal the area. Like so.
Yeah, I'm hungry for liver.
Shit. Oh, Glenn, stop it.
No, not really. I hate liver and onions.
I haven't had liver and onions in years. Actually, I do like it. Okay. And you are in that room. Okay. All right.
I hear an X-Files crossover for the creature design.
Anyway, okay. The door to... Okay, oops, sorry. Wrong text. It is obvious this room has been inhabited, presumably by the poor warrior whose skeleton, still clad in plate mail armor, rests on the room's lone chair. A mighty sword lies by the warrior's side. Also visible are a wooden table and straw pallet bed.
Hello, Mr. Banny. Sorry.
Okay. The skeleton is still in the armor?
Yes. Okay. Are you staying on the outside, Glenn, or are you actually in the room?
Oh, let's be dangerous.
Must I remind you what happened the last time you decided to be dangerous?
Yeah, I almost got out of the game early. Yeah,
you did.
Okay. Out touching the skeleton.
Okay.
I want to circle the table.
Okay.
Keeping an eye on him and kind of examining the sword a little bit from a distance, but not picking it up.
Okay. It looks to be a long sword. It looks to be made of a greenish material. The steel of the blade looks to have a greenish tint to it. There's nothing on the table, but underneath the table there's a broken longbow.
Okay.
And
okay.
What's broken, the bow or the string?
The bow. The actual bow is broken into.
I'm going to unnotch my arrow, put my bow back.
Okay.
Unsheathe my sword.
Okay.
Just in case.
Okay.
Take a cloth, wrap it around the hilt of the sword, and pick it up.
Okay. It detaches from his hand fairly easily. And... You've now got the sword in your hand. It feels rather light. And You get a strange tingling sensation from it, even though you're touching it through the cloth.
Hmm.
It's sort of like this small, this minor. Hold on, I'm not done talking.
Oh, sorry.
I just said that it's sort of like this little buzzing in the back, like in the back of your head, like there's a fly like right behind you. So, and you cast Detect Evil on the sword.
Detect Evil on the sword.
Okay, that's a first level spell, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay. You detect no evil on it.
All right, I'm going to drop the cloth,
mm-hmm.
let the cloth slide from my hand, and hold it in my ungloved hand.
Okay. The
skin to deal.
Okay. It seems you're holding it in your hand, but it seems as if it's sort of like pulling. Where are you? Okay, I see where you're. It seems like it's sort of like pulling your hand sort of to your right.
All right, let it go. Let my hand go toward the right.
Open it. You open your hand and drop it.
No, I'm letting my arm follow the sword.
Okay.
That it's pulling my arm to the right.
It's sort of like this really light tug going to your right.
I'm gonna go with the tug.
Okay, it takes you over to the wall on the right hand side of the room. And the buzzing sound seems to get slightly louder. Yes, there.
Okay. Search over here, guys.
Okay. And
is Talarn coming?
Of course he is. Where is he? Where did I leave him? Oh, there he is. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to keep track of everything. Okay, select move. Yeah, there. Okay, and all right. All right, everybody, roll me d6s, please.
Okay. I don't see
slash
my...
roll 1d6.
I don't see my thing to do. Okay, maybe that's it. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And let me roll for.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, anybody.
Corey! Rolling
your exact D6. Words were, guys, hey. Roll me some D6s. So I rolled you some D6s.
Don't be so dang literal. Anyway, no, you got it right the first time.
Yeah, I know
right
I did. I was just joking around.
I know. And this is what you find. You find a secret door right there.
Oh, cool. Look, someone put a big S on it.
Yeah. And sure.
Anybody?
The door. Who's in front of me that found the door?
Huh? No, it was the martial artist who found it.
Okay, where is he? Yeah, he should be in front of me. Yeah,
he's in the room.
Anything, okay. any kind of orcs or monsters running here to attack us, everybody funnel out the other door, and the last person kick the salamanders.
That would actually be a good tactic. Okay, so do you find basically a loose stone in the wall, and it sort of rotates to the right, and then the door slides open. Noiselessly, mind you.
Okay, who wants to be the first to poke their head through?
I'll go ahead and open it.
Okay, and it slides open, and this is what you see. As I reveal that. That's what you see. A passageway that sort of gets a little tight right about there. It's about five feet wide at that point. Some of you might have to slide, turn to the side to get through there. But yeah. Let's see. And all right. So do you continue? Do you go through the passage, or do you decide to do something else?
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm standing where I positioned myself.
We got this far.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. What are you doing, Allie?
Going through. Are we going through the passage? I say go through the passage.
Okay. As you start going down the passage, the buzzing in the back of your buzzing near back of your head is getting louder, and the tug is actually getting a little stronger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Brother?
Yes.
Once I get past the little narrow part, have him come up, ask him to come up here and make sure I'm not stepping on a trap.
Okay. I'll check the area in front of you. Just follow behind me about 5 feet.
Yeah, check his area, will you?
That would be incest, Glenn.
My
Stop
brother.
That.
Are you suffering any sharp stabbing pains? Do you find yourself in a sense of vertigo and freefall? No? I believe you have found no traps yet.
By then, it's a little too late. He's not finding anything.
He ain't horny. He's my brother.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm letting the sword guide me along.
Okay. And Xavier looks at you. You've been acting a little strange since you picked that sword up. Are you all right?
It's telling me something. It's pulling me somewhere.
Let's just hope it's not pulling us to our deaths. And, okay, let me reveal the area. And you go to there. And it ends at a wall here. And, hold on. Since you both are half elves, roll me a d6, please. Yep. Sure enough. Xavier found it where you did not. And there's another... Mm-hmm. Another access of a secret door.
I can't see anything here.
Okay, hold on. I'm revealing it. Right about there. Oops. And it's like that. There we go. There you go.
Ah.
As you're getting closer to the secret door, it's getting steadily louder in your ear, and the tugging is becoming more pronounced. And let's see. Also,
Can I try something?
Well, there's one more thing that you need to know, or notice, I should say. The dogs are becoming a little more hesitant about going down this passage. Their ears are flat against their heads, and they're alternating between growling and whining.
Stop.
Okay.
I'm going to try. You said there's like a buzzing in the back of my head.
Yes.
I'm going to try and tap into the buzzing.
Okay. When you focus on it, it seems like there's something. You think there's something urging you to continue along that passage.
Who are you?
No answer. Are you actually standing there talking to the sword?
Well, in my head, I'm...
Okay.
I'm not actually looking at the sword going, who are you?
I'm just making sure.
There are intelligent swords.
I'm just making sure. That's all.
No, this is in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone notices that Lou's looking at that sword with a rather puzzled look on his face.
It's a sword.
Which way did he go, George?
Just passing by.
Brother?
Yes, brother.
I suggest we go armed and ready.
Very well.
I want to do, if everybody gets up here, I want to do a protection spell.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone gather around. Protection from what?
Right now, protection from evil.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Is a third level?
Protection, no, protection from evil is the first, I believe.
First, okay, that's two first levels. All right, protection from evil.
Okay. I'm going to just double check that with my phone because I've got that nice little spell book thing on my thing. There we go. Cleric spells, first level. Protection from evil, yes. Okay. All okay. right. Okay. Okay. Done. All right.
And I'm also going to do just in case. Well, no.
Just in case what?
I was thinking to do prayer just in case.
You've got a third level?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do a prayer? Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Okay. Okay. You're finding it just a touch difficult to focus enough to on your prayers because that buzzing is getting steadily louder.
Can I get the spell off though?
Yes. It takes okay. it doesn't you don't need a roll or anything, but it is more along the lines that you've just got to focus on your faith and focus on the mantras that you're chanting in order to cast the spells. All right.
All right. Everyone, go in prepared. Draw your swords. I don't know what's on the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the dogs don't like it.
And everyone is preparing, and let me see. What does
Tony watch? It's just going to be a big bag of milk bones.
Would I do that to you? Oh, let's see.
No wonder they want to get in a room
with a radio that has a buzzing sound.
Yeah.
Mountain lions. Yeah. Pack of mountain lions.
Yeah. Buzzing mountain lions.
Mountain lion sturge half breeds.
Let's see. And
mice with music.
They're called liver.
I don't know what
spell.
Whisper into to my brother's ear. It's in there. This sword is pulling me this way.
Okay, and he's looking at. Are you sure of this, brother? You sure you want
you
to
know
do this?
The masters of the blade said that you should flow with the blade, but not let the blade.
Moses, Moses, Moses.
That's why I'm preparing the spells.
Okay. Let me.
Invisible arm and invisible.
I understand. I will wait until. We'll wait until you're through, and then I will follow, and we will, and I will, whatever is on the other side of this, I will try to flank it or try to get behind it.
Backstabbing might be our best bet if something that'll go against us.
I will take care of it, brother.
Are we ready?
Are you?
All right.
Three.
Let's go.
All right. Okay. And Xavier, it turns the thing, and it opens up into an extremely large, no, not extremely, but a huge chamber. Let me reveal it to you. But first, let me give you a little text, if you will. Okay. Okay, this is what you see.
What do we see?
The door opens up silently, and as soon as it opens up, you can hear like this rush and flow of air as if something really, really large is breathing almost directly in front of you. The room is black. Room's black, and I need to roll something, actually. And Persona Blast. Okay. And let's see. Yeah. You can smell, the smell of lizard is almost overpowering in this room.
Oh, but, smells like victory. Okay.
So, Xavier, you hear a whisper in your ear, Lou, and Xavier says, I'm going to the right. Whatever you do.
Cover me.
Yeah, exactly. And then And then he's gone. So, and...
We lose more brothers that way.
I lose more brothers like that, exactly. So.
That way.
Okay. All right. And you, of course, okay. So that's what you hear. It is rather dark, but you can see, you can actually see off. No, you can't see. Okay, never mind. Never mind that I said that. But as soon as the door opens, the buzzing in your head, it's almost as if somebody, it's almost as if someone's got a freaking, almost like a high-speed jackhammer on the back of your head. And the tugging is, it's not an, it's just enough to move your arm, but you can feel, you feel like an urge coming from the sword to move into the room and to attack whatever it is in front of you.
Crap.
As a matter of fact, I need to look up the prayer spell while you guys are deciding on what you're going to do.
It was nice knowing you guys.
Oh, we'll just watch from here.
Okay, because of the... Now, okay. This is what you guys need to understand. Because of the what the spells that Lou cast, you have a plus one attack bonus to your attack rolls, a plus one bonus to your damage, and plus three to your saving throws. Okay?
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Okay, plus one, plus one, plus three.
Correct.
All right, I'm leaving the dogs outside.
Not plus three, plus one, plus one, plus three.
No, it's plus one, plus one, plus three.
One plus one, plus three, plus one. Okay,
got it. One plus three, plus one, plus one.
And all right, I'm going to move to just the other side of the door.
Okay.
Can I just say I hit all the time? Hush up!
Okay.
Speaking of the doggies, yeah.
And as soon as you walk into the room, Allie, the sword lights up like almost like a fluorescent floodlight. You can Black see you can see pretty much the entire chamber, and you see a rather large
Black dragon.
Yes, in front of you. Yes.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, and the urge is getting very, very strong now.
A large shit wagon? What?
Dragon.
Dragon, thank you.
Black dragon.
No, okay. Actually not.
I'd rather fight a shit.
Actually, no.
A black room. He not didn't black. Say what color any dragon was, because we haven't been insane enough to shed any light on the subject
until
yet.
The sword decided to light up.
Yeah, the sword lit up by itself.
Yes, the sword just went, and yeah. Now, everything around Lou is lit up rather brightly for a radius of about 20 feet. And this is what you see.
Don't see Lou. That's a good start.
There. Like that. And there it is right in front of you.
Oh, crap.
Dang, very big. Go ahead, Lou. You can take it and stuff.
Okay.
And... We're talking ancient, aren't we?
I never said... Your characters are fifth level. Would I put you up against an ancient red? Or an ancient...
Oh, Corey is not the DM,
yeah.
So...
This is a basic module. Yes, you would.
No, actually, I wouldn't.
I'm going to move over to here.
Okay.
I'm still behind it, right?
Yeah.
If nothing else but to run.
Where did...
You don't know. You have no idea where he is. He's invisible.
Okay. The dogs I'm leaving outside...
Hold on. I need to make morale checks for them.
They're back around Talarn piddling.
Oh dear.
Yeah, no way. I'm getting
it. No. As soon as
I look,
this is what happens.
Why you have to. Yeah. This is why you have to train dogs to bite people in the privates.
Yeah, something like that.
Run up with that dragon and bite him in the nards.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Bite him in, yeah. Ugh. Anyway, as soon as that door opened. And you start moving into the room. Both of them took off. I've made morale checks for both of them, and they both failed. And
I just looked at the map, and I noticed that an actual dragon is there.
Yes.
So there's an actual dragon there.
Yes, there is.
Are we rolling for dragon fear?
It's not flying. It's not awake. Actually, it just smells bad, and they're animals.
We're level two characters who've never seen a dragon before.
What? Corey, no. Believe it or not, no.
All right, cool. Trust me, I don't want to run. I'm just trying to make sure that you cover all your bases.
And... is the dragon doing anything?
Okay.
Not. We'll start with sleeping.
Okay.
Why are they running into the room?
Can I, as the DM, tell you what's going on? I'm trying to, please. Okay. This is what goes down. You move into the room. As soon as you move into the room, the sword lights up. The dogs, they see the door open, and they just completely lose their crap, and they start running past the dragon. And as soon as the sword lights up and the dragon starts to opens its eyes and starts to wake, and no, it's not Smaug. I actually watched some of that last night. and the dogs just tear ass out of there. You know, they just run into the room, and they're just running and running and piddling and crapping themselves while they run. Okay. And the dragon does wake up, and you hear a voice. It's deep, but it's not like vibrate your chest deep. But it says, "I know that sword." And that's what you hear.
I know that sword.
No, stop it. He's not Paul Lynn. Stop that. Oh, you are terrible. Anyway.
He's doing Charles Nelson Reilly here.
Either way. So, all right. And that is where you guys are going to roll for initiative.
No, this is where I run. No.
You decide to take on like 10 berserkers by yourself, but you're afraid of a little old dragon? Okay. I see how that is.
Well, I wasn't this suicidal. I'm not as suicidal now as I was before.
Oh, you're better now?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
I forgot to add my thing. It's a 2 plus...
What?
It's a D10 plus your weapon.
Is it 7 for the sword?
No, it's a long sword. It is 5.
5?
Yes.
7.
I will modify it. 7? Okay.
Okay, D10 plus 5.
Okay.
Oh, lucky me. 6.
Oh, jeez. I was wondering where my turn thing went. Okay. 6? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're at 6. Allie's at this because I have to actually modify it. Glenn is at 6. Okay. Oh, whoa, hello.
No, I did not. I stuffed add 5 to that. It's 6.
6, that's still good. That's still quite good. Okay.
I'm also in the back.
Yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20. Yeah, you can get there. Okay. Go ahead, Corey.
Hold on. I got to pull up my character sheet because I got to see what my initiative
What weapon are you using?
The halberd.
That's 9, I believe. Hold on, let me look it up. I got it. Katsu Uido. Scroll down. Halberd, 9, yeah. Speed factor of 9.
Whoa, that's not right.
15? Okay, got it. All right. And, okay, Galatro is at 6. Lou is at that. And Talarn is at... give me some D10s here. Talarn is at 9. Actually, modify that up to 12 because he's going to be using wands. Yes, I did say wands. Plural. Let's see.
Thank God.
Okay, Katsu Ito and Gontro and Xavier goes at that. Okay. And let me sort it. I'm not rolling for the dogs because the dogs are kind of like out of this.
What's that?
Everybody
gone?
Oops, no, make it ascending.
Tito still over there?
Okay.
Yeah, they got the dreadlocks.
No, he slept.
Okay. Alrighty then. Alrighty then. Oh, that's right, I've got to roll for the dragon. Oops. And actually, I need a thing for the dragon. I'm just going to take that, and then I'm going to make it bigger. Or I'm going to try to make it bigger. Let's see. I forgot how to do that.
Why don't you just draw a sock puppet of a dragon?
I'm not doing that. Okay. Jeez. You're so bad. Minus two.
The doggies ran through, right? The doggies would...
That. No, I take care... I've got the doggies. Doggies are kind of like there. Yeah. Leave them where they are.
They're in the process of dead sprint.
Yes. You know, like I said, crapping and peeing themselves as they go. Okay.
And as he blows his breath, he thinks, hors d'oeuvres.
And
with everybody entering the room, I know you're busy doing stuff, but you might show the top part of the room.
Seven. Okay. Well, actually, because the... What is it? Nine? Is it nine? Yeah, it's nine. There we go. Okay. That was actually a very smart move Ali made. Okay. And the dragon is at... Add turn. And the dragon is at... Wow. Okay. Wow. That's one hell of an initiative roll. Seven.
No, like wow initiatives.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Xavier's at three. And the dragon raises its head and looks directly at Lou, who is basically a beacon at the moment.
Like, who is basically what?
A beacon. Remember, your sword, as soon as you walked in that room, the sword lit up, and now you're casting light in like a 20-foot radius. So
yeah.
It's turning and looking at you.
I think it was when it said, I know that sword.
Yes, I knew that sword. Anyway, Xavier, okay. And he's not going to have a better opportunity than now. So he goes in. 10 modified to 11. And oh geez, what is his stack? Oh geez, what's wrong with me? I have all this. And his stack is okay. And he tried to attack the dragon's backside, and his weapons bounced off its hide.
Okay.
And that's where he appears right there. Right behind the dragon. Okay. That's where he is. Five is your turn, Allie.
All right.
What are you doing? Allie?
I'm trying to come up between the head and the tail.
Okay, well, it's actually turned to face you, so just it's like right. It's basically turned towards you. Yes, so.
All right. Attack. Go for the throat.
Okay, do it. let's see. It's plus two, plus three. Okay. Remember, you have an additional plus two to your roll. Yes. And you want to hit. Yes, you do.
15.
15? Let me see. That is... Ooh, hold on. Wait a minute. I gotta look something up real quick. Give me one second, because I gotta remember if this is...
Remember, I'm using the sword in my... The glow... I'm using the...
I know that you are. I know, sweetie. I know.
I don't think it wants to give you a choice.
Yeah.
The sword wants to be used, so...
Let's see. Rule books. I need the DMG real quick.
I'm gonna kind of go with the thought that this sword was actually made to fight this dragon. So
either that, or it's a dragon frolicking sword, and it's about to tickle him vigorously.
Wow, jeez. Oh man, that's actually pretty amusing.
Plus two long sword of draconic healing.
That
be here forever.
That would really suck. That would suck out loud. My God. But I'm not that DM. There's some who are, and I ain't.
I have done it.
I'm not surprised you've done it. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Down here, down here. There we go. Magical weapons, and there it is. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That plus two bonus is actually plus four.
Well, then that would make that a
17. Which would hit. Okay. You need to roll your damage, which is a d12.
Plus one.
D12. No, it's a d12.
Prayer plus one.
Yes, I know. I was getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
Roll your d12, triple it, add your bonuses.
Oh, my God. Roll d12. Four, so that's 12, 13, 14, 15.
15. Hold on. I got to get back to the thing, because... Get back to the... Oh, stop that. Ugh. There. Okay. And there we go. 4, 12... 12,
15.
12, hold on, 12, actually no, it's 12, plus 4 is 16, plus 2 is 18, and another plus 2 is 20, because, let's see, magic, your specialization, because it's a longsword, and your prayer spell, or excuse me, I'm sorry, 19, not 20, so 19 points of damage. And so Lou takes a swing, and it cuts into the dragon's hide almost like it's butter, and the dragon lets out a horrible screech of agony and pain. Let's see. So I was 19, so...
And the sword seems to know you.
48. Okay, there we go. Okay.
Right then. Parlay's off the table.
Yeah. When you found that sword, yeah, parlay's off the table. 6, your turn, Fallon. And you, Glenn, you both go.
Oh, I slide under the dragon, cut him open, put a bomb in there, drop to the snow, and wait for it to blow up like an AT-AT. No, yeah. That won't work, will it?
No, unfortunately not. You don't have a wand of force to cut it open.
True.
I'm not attacking yet, I'm just getting into position.
Okay, to do what?
Safest place in the room.
Where? Which is...
Vaulting on his back right between the wings.
Really? Okay.
I'm going to run up the tail, and I'm going to die. If I'm going to die this way, I'm going to die with style.
Okay. You're going to run up the tail and do what?
Tumbling.
Okay, yeah.
I got to get there first. That's too much move to attack with, so I'm just going to get there.
Okay, give me a tumbling check.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, don't blow it. It would be bad if you did.
Yeah, it would.
Come on.
James Michael Spawn.
Oh, jeez. That's the wrong end of that scale.
That is the very wrong end of this. You'd have had a better chance just attacking it.
Okay. Not from where I was.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, 5, Ow. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. No, you're right. You're right. You'd have gotten just inside the door. Okay.
I could have run in and, like, thrown my sword at his tail.
Okay, this is what happens. You go up the tail, and you trip on a tail scale, on one of its scales, and you end up here.
Okay.
Yeah, you fall off,
I was aiming at the back and missed the tail.
Yes.
Got it.
Your
tail.
Yeah, because the dragon is facing Lou, so you're off on its right flank, near one of its feet. Near one of its feet. Okay, so yeah, you're there. Okay. Go ahead, Glenn, your turn.
All right, I do part of that move I mentioned. I go under his belly.
Okay. And you're going to attack him, I suppose?
Yeah, we're going to go straight up. I believe I have a shield. Do I have a shield or I have a two-handed? No, I got a two-handed, do I?
I think.
Do
I was, let me look.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to hold the shield over my head in case he decides to sit.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just your axe. No,
all right,
no shield.
Well, the axe. All right, the axe goes up. Hopefully I won't just catch air.
Mm. You've got some bonuses.
This won't help.
Plus,
this might.
How many bonuses do I have, by the way?
You have a... You're wielding a plus two battle axe. You have a plus one to your attack rolls and damage. Remember.
Okay, so that's a plus three to damage. Plus three to hit. That's 11, 12, 14. I don't think that's going to hit.
14. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me look at your die roll, because I got to remember I figured it a different way. So that it's all like one die roll. An 11. 11 plus... An 11 plus 1. No, you missed. You missed.
All right, just catch air.
No, you just the weapon just bounces off its hide. You're trying. You guys are all trying to hit armor class negative 2. Okay.
Even on the underbelly?
Yeah. Dragons don't have weaknesses like that. okay, at 7, it's the dragon's turn. And basically it starts drawing in air, and it's looking dead right at you, Allie.
Oh, I figured.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and...
Because I'm the one with the sword.
Yes. And you're the one that heard it on top of that. So, and it breathes, and it's the dragon roll.
Plus three to saving.
Yeah, plus three to your save. And I suggest you make your save.
All right, I'm rolling a... What am I rolling for my save? D20?
D20, and it's D20, and we'll modify it from there. Saved versus Dragon Breath, which I think for you is... Ooh, you didn't even need it. I think you got it. Let me check to make sure. Lou of Rose Glen, right there. Saving throw versus Dragon Breath. Oh, yeah, yeah. Your save is a 15. You made it without any modifiers. Okay, you take 16 points of damage. Okay. Very, very well done, Allie. Because you were going to be in a world of hurt if you didn't make that save.
By the way, I've been texting to James Spawn about the game.
And?
Yeah, it's great. He just showed me a photo of two big boxes full of 2E stuff, and he says, "I blame you."
Oh, whatever. he had the inclination in the first place. Okay.
Yeah.
How 16.
16.
16, yeah. That puts you down to 22, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty then. And that was at 7. At 12 is Talarn. Talarn moves here in the doorway. And
what colors are we seeing, by the way, right now?
Red.
Mm.
Of the dragon, you mean?
Yes, not like a coppery red sheen, but actual red.
Red.
Okay.
Red.
Just making sure we were not making a horrible faux pas.
Now, see, I would do that. But no, you won't.
Well, I think the two salamanders in the other room were kind of a giveaway.
Actually, they were lava lizards. They weren't salamanders.
All right, but even then, they're probably his pets.
Yeah. And I'll say you did well by avoiding a fight with them. Let's see. Right. Okay, and I need to pull up a wand real quick. And DMG, there you are. And let's see, rune. Go through all the miscellaneous magic item crap. Because I need to, because can't use the wand like he originally wanted to. There it is. Okay. Wow, okay.
It was nice knowing you guys.
No. I'm trying to figure something out here. Okay. He can't do it, unfortunately.
One more breath attack from this guy and I'm down.
Okay, and, well, you've got 3 rounds to take him out.
Is that all?
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. I rolled low on his damage with that, because it's like 6d10 plus 6. So it could have killed Lou like in one shot if I rolled high enough, but I didn't. Let's see. Okay. And he's just like, darn it! And you hear Talarn curse, and then he pulls out his wand of magic missiles and goes pew pew. And he.
What, he pisses on the dragon?
No, he doesn't piss on the dragon. Stop.
Oh, okay.
Come on now. I'm not that kind of DM. Believe me. And damage for wand of magic missiles, 2d4 plus 2. 9 points, which is actually pretty good. That drops him to 30. That. Okay, that's Talarn 12. 15, your turn, Corey.
The dragon that's currently on the map, his head is at 9 and his tail is at 3. Which direction is he now facing?
It would be his head is facing 5 and 11.
Okay, five. Then what I'm doing is I'm doing this. Where's the line tool? I'm running here under his neck.
Okay.
Running here.
Okay.
Can I swipe as I go by?
How far is it to where his tail 15, is?
25
feet, you can do it.
Alright, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Now, on my attack sheet for the halberd, you have a plus 2 attack adjustment. Is that already worked into the Thaco that's up there, or no?
No, that's to be worked in when you roll.
Alright, well, here you go.
Okay. What you got?
I hit Thaco. 8, I hit Thaco. 16. I hit 0. 16. 0.
16? Wait a minute. Plus 7? Where'd that plus 7 come from?
I get plus 2, and she gets... Oh, no, it should be plus 5. My apologies.
That's okay. Well, that was... Either way, it would miss, because you'd need you need an 18 to hit it.
Sorry.
With that.
All right.
Okay, so you are there, and you're moving towards here. Okay. You'll make it to that point. Yeah, that'll be it. Since you're last in the round, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay.
All right, that's everybody. And... The doggies are gone. They've taken off. Actually, they've gone down. Actually, nobody's noticed, but yeah, okay, they've taken off. Okay, so I'm removing them from the board.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah. Get them out of there. Okay. Initiatives, please.
That's more like it.
That's much more like it.
Oh, God. 7 plus... What is my... Plus 5...
5, 12, okay.
Not bad. 7.
10. And Fulon goes at 6, still. And Glenn goes at 7, got it. And Corey goes at 16, okay. And hold on. There, get rid of that. Get rid of that. There we go.
Now, I have a question for you.
What?
Now that I have attacked the dragon, what is the buzzing in my head like?
You are about half step short of a migraine. All you hear is it's almost like a voice, but it's not. It's a really strong urge to kill the dragon. Very strong.
Oh, well, that sentiment is shared by everybody else, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, because you want to survive, of course. Okay, and the dragon goes at...
He's locking the damn door so I can't run away.
Let's see. Dragon goes at... 7 again. Wow. That's the second one I've rolled on initiative. And Xavier goes at 9. And Talarn goes at... He's got a plus 3 modifier because he's using the wand. 6. Okay.
If he goes to bite, can I try to dodge?
No. Only one who can do that is Corey, believe it or not. Okay. Go ahead, Fulon, you're first. You're first, Fulon.
Okay.
So after
you... When we tell this story, I meant to do that. I continue trying to mount the dragon.
Okay.
Then I'm going to stab him since I'm close enough.
Dex check, please.
Ooh, that just came out.
Guy gets off on mounting dragons.
Huzzah! Okay, you're able to get up right at the... Where his backwards tail is. So
I scramble up upon his haunches.
Okay, and you're going... Okay. Okay.
Now I'm going to get an anchor point.
Okay, you're going to try, but go ahead. Remember, you have a plus 1 bonus to your attack roll. And... 19. Wait. 19. That might just...
Negative 3.
That's exactly... That's almost what you needed. Okay, roll damage. You got... This is against large, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Okay, roll it.
So we got... 8 plus 5.
Oh, you are using your saber.
Saber? Oh yeah. I'm not gonna not swing twice when I can for this one.
Yeah, I would hope not. You've been known 10 points. Okay, got it. Okay. All right.
And I say hello.
And Talarn uses his charges off his wand again, and that is 6 points of damage. And okay, he's down to that. Okay. 7. Go ahead, Glenn.
Oh my goodness, I'll swing again.
Go ahead. You were trying D20. to hit armor class -2. You need
I know what I need.
You need like a 14 or
I need
better.
Like a miracle.
14. Not a miracle, just a 14. And there you go. Okay,
and there I go.
Yep.
And I've got a +5, +1 with the,
yeah,
the prayer
six.
Going.
Yep, +6.
Oh, D8 +6, okay.
Yes, indeed.
I can do that. There we go.
What you got?
Rolling now.
And
we got, 8.
8?
I'm sorry. 12.
12 points? Ooh, that was a good shot. Okay.
Yeah,
Dragon is looking really bad right now.
I think I did find the soft spot in the belly.
Yeah, you did, believe it or not. You're able to get the blade between a couple of scales. Okay.
Right on.
Okay, let me make a morale check for the dragon.
From the inside.
Dragons make morale checks.
Yes, actually, they do. Their morale is very high, I might tell you. His morale here is like 18, and that's exactly what I rolled. If I rolled a 19, it would have surrendered. Okay.
Today on Save or Die, we beat dragons into submission.
So, and he's going after Lou again.
But not with dragon-slaying swords. That kind of moots the point.
Yes, it does. Claw, claw, bite. Hits with two claws and misses with the bite. You're fortunate.
Thank God.
You are very fortunate. Although, depending on how many hit points you got left, this might actually suck for you. Let's see. 2d10.
Who's it sucking? Who's it sucking for?
16.
Whatever it does, I'm grabbing... I'm using the staff next round.
16 points of damage.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, you're not looking good, though.
No.
Yeah.
I'm attacking him this round, and I'm using the staff next round.
Okay. That was at 7. Xavier's at 9. He attacks the flank again, but this time he doesn't get a backstab attempt, unfortunately, because that's what he tried to do the first time, and he missed horribly.
I get 2 hits this round.
Correct. Misses with a 7. And 10, it's your turn. Allie.
Can I drop my halberd and take an action?
You can drop your halberd. You've already done a full move action. You know, and also
what have
doing
I done?
An en passant. You did an en passant, remember?
That was last round.
That was last round. I'm at 15 with the halberd.
Oh, you're 15?
Modifiers.
Okay. Hold on. 15. 15. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, I think your Thaco with a regular longsword is 15. So, yeah, that'll hit. With your all those bonuses, yeah, you got like a +5 bonus. So yeah, that'll hit. Roll damage. Remember D12, triple it, and add your bonuses. So that's 2 times 3 is 6.
That's the wrong end of that die.
Unfortunately, D12s do tend to do that. I've noticed over the years. 2 times 3 is 6, +4 is 10, +2 is 12, and +1 is 13. That's enough to kill it.
Thank God. Lunge forward in and fall to my knees.
Yeah.
I'm going to stab him again. Dragon's like treasure. He could be wearing a regenerating ring.
No, he's young. He didn't think of that yet.
I don't care.
Okay, so you're gonna do a Malik. You're gonna pull a Malik. Okay, I got you. Okay, so yes, one young male red dragon goes by the wayside. That is a group kill.
Grab the. I'm. Sure.
How many charges you have left on that thing?
Hold on.
I'm asking you because you need to pay attention. I think you're down very low on charges with that thing.
Haven't stopped to rest since our last encounters, and I know we used it after we were negotiating the cliffs.
Correct.
Hold on.
I think you're down to like maybe 5 charges, if that.
Okay, if I have to pass up the sword, I still can do 1 cure serious.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Of my spell, I can do 1 cure serious.
Okay. So you're going to cast cure serious or are you going to take your time?
I'm going to cast cure serious and take my time.
Okay, that's 17 points restored and you have no actions for 17 minutes, 17 rounds. Cause,
I'm just going to kind of say.
Yeah. Lou's pretty mauled up right now. Okay.
I'm going to walk. Go over to the half orc. You got a dagger I can borrow?
Indeed I do. Here you go. Which one would you like?
A sharp one.
Here you go.
Still I have though. 9 charges.
Mangosh.
Oh, you have 9 left? Dagger, okay. Dagger.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Taking his dagger and I'm walking to the mouth of the dragon.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking canines.
Okay.
I'm looking at the wizard and going, hey, spell components maybe?
Most definitely. There's
and
more.
Get over here and start collecting.
Scale or two.
Yeah. Dragon scales, dragon blood, all that stuff. Okay. All right.
I'm covered in plenty of dragon blood.
Yeah, you are. Well, yeah, you're the one who killed it.
Oh, wait a minute. You
Don't
said
worry,
the dragon
it's not
died?
Blood.
Yeah, dragon's yeah, dead.
Oh, shit. All right. I'm sorry. Oops. Oh, poop.
Oh, that's staying in.
Has anybody seen the dwarf?
We probably need to do a little bit of...
I'm not there here!
No. I'm not doing that. That dragon weighs a couple of tons. I'm not, no.
Well, I had my two-handed sword pointed up, so I'm sort of cutting my way through the top.
All right, there you go. That's cool.
Okay.
Cut your way out.
Okay. Right, surprise! Happy birthday to you!
He's crammed in a gap underneath a half-bent-over shield. It's crammed on the floor under.
Sorry, I couldn't bring a slipper. I'll have to do.
Wow. Well, at least you're keeping the Russian accent. Anyway, so that's the okay. That's where the dragon was. That's where all the shiny bits are.
All right.
But anyway.
Say, first thing you learn when you're going to be an elder worm is you sleep on top of your shiny bits, because then when people come sneaking up on you on their tippy toes, they put their feet through all the shiny bits and you hear them coming.
Mm-hmm. As I learned in watching Desolation of Smaug. you don't move silently through a dragon's horde. It's impossible. You just can't do
sure
it.
Sure I can. That man.
I can smell you, thief. Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. Okay.
But I bet.
Are you? Anyway. Where is it? There we go.
I smell you, thief. Are you threatening
okay.
me?
Okay. So, are you threatening me? Okay. This is what you find. All right, I'll write it down, but I'll state it for the record. You find over 10,000 copper pieces. Over 4,000 silver. Exact numbers to come later. And it seems I'm going to be up late tonight figuring out experience points. Over 2,000 Electrum.
Yay, we're rich.
Over almost.
Yay, we're encumbered.
Almost 1,500 gold.
Mmm.
You find also a human-sized suit of splintmail armor, a spear, a broadsword, 2 scrolls, a wand, a ring, and a rod. That's what you find.
Now my character can afford that operation where they put me on the wreck and stretch me to normal size.
No plat and no gems, is that correct?
Correct.
No gems.
Yeah, this was a young dragon.
Any other bits?
The horrible buzzing in my head has stopped.
As soon as the dragon died, you feel like this alien wave of exultation and satisfaction, and then it all stops.
I can't get no
satisfaction.
Yep.
That was said a while.
Well,
here's your dagger back.
Okay. Why, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Anything interesting in the way of rings? Because I don't use any of the rest of
their
stuff.
There's one ring.
Except the money, maybe.
I'd take a ring.
Well, you... No.
Use a spear.
A priest scroll.
It's a ring of dwarf control. Great, I can control myself.
Yeah.
Okay. It was actually a huge young red dragon, but he was wearing a ring of dwarfism.
Dwarfs make those rings, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they have to dry out and stop drinking, they just wear the ring themselves.
Yeah. By the way,
I'm controlling myself.
That dragon was 13 hit dice, 67 hit points.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's tattooed on the back of his
neck. Let's put it this way. If Allie missed once, it might have gone really badly. But she didn't miss with that sword.
Thank you for not missing, Allie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Scrolls. Okay.
Up too late, Corey?
All right.
Yeah, I have 3.5 hours sleep in me and half a bottle of rum and a flex roll.
Ooh.
Well, and how many hours is it?
Dude.
Well, so you're making it up by self-medicating.
I presume there is nobody who is a leather worker or a tanner among us.
Okay, the first as you're sorting through the treasure, when you find the rod, Talarn's like, "Don't touch that. If you have anything enchanted on your hands, do not touch that rod."
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I know that offhand. I know that by sight because my mistress had one.
He pulls out the forensic gloves.
Yeah.
A rod of disenchantment?
Close.
Negation.
No. Actually, cancellation.
Oh.
Okay,
so... It's a rod of butt boy.
And now that the dragon is dead, you also realize, Lou, that coming from here... Oops, wait a minute. Coming from here.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, stop that. No, not that. There we go. Here. Coming from there, you can actually feel fresh air.
Oh my god, I think that's a way out.
Oh great, a radio station.
No, that would be dead air. can you hold on for a second? I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Okay.
We'll think about it.
Okay, who's carrying all this treasure out of here? I say we leave the copper to the silver.
Put everything on it and drag it out. Oh my god, this treasure is going to weigh more than the dragon.
Probably make a couple good travois out of the wings.
Yeah, because this is going to weigh more than the dragon.
I think I could maybe have some very fashionable gloves. Nice soft leather made of the soft stuff in between the wingspans. That would be nice. You, I know you're the hard-headed one. You want maybe the scales for your helmet and stuff, but me? Soft is nice.
Sorry about that. I was about to have an accident if I didn't go, like, immediately. Okay. So.
What are my chances of getting my dogs back?
I would say probably slim to none in Slim Left Town. They brick their morale checks pretty hard.
Oh, damn.
Well, at least they weren't followers. Let's see. Okay, so. Alright, so you guys load up on treasure, I would hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are either of those a pre-scroll scroll?
No, they're both wizard scrolls. Talarn says, I could use some of the spells on one, but the other ones are beyond me. So
I'm going to roughly try to fashion some gear carrying stuff out of this.
Okay.
I'm going to use some rope.
Okay.
Cut off the wings and my quarterstaff and make kind of a sliding travoy wingy thingy.
Out of dragon wings? Wow. Okay, that will take you quite some time to do, but all right.
What's your name, Ator?
There's no other way to actually get this stuff out of here than to put it on something and drag it out.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't want to leave it behind.
No.
I mean, aside, well, are you going to take the copper? Because that's the most of it.
Nope, I'm not touching the copper. I don't need it.
Okay, so you're going to take the silver.
The copper is
going
to be really heavy to carry out. There's a lot.
I can probably carry... Oh.
Well, remember, coins in second edition, it's 100 coins to a pound. So it's not like it was in, you know, first edition yeah. or basic where it was 10 coins to a pound, which was ridiculous.
Which not I would
too
change.
Horrible.
No, and
go ahead.
How yeah. many electrum and gold?
2,000 eeps, 4,000 slips, 10,000 cops, and 1,500 gold.
Mm-hmm. Well, even there, you know, you're looking at 1,000 pounds in the copper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. Exactly. So,
I can carry 15 pounds of gold I can carry, and the 20 pounds of electrum I can carry.
Yeah, yeah, you are going to be the pack mule, Corey. You're the strongest person in the party.
That's why I was planning to not carry it. I was just going to drag it.
Okay, we can drag it. Dragon wing.
But, okay, so... you guys walk down the tunnel. It looked like this tunnel was barely wide. The tunnel was barely wide enough to accommodate the dragon. It as the dragon grew, he was going to get stuck down here. You know, but the tunnel goes for about a mile before it comes out into When you come out of the other side of it, you're actually on the other side of the river. You're on the other side of the river, and you know you're basically about maybe about 1,000 yards from the road. But it was a very cleverly hidden tunnel. So yeah, you find that you can see the road going from if you. Turn to your left, you could go up to Penhaligon. If you turn to your right, you go to Kelvin, and you know, go a few miles down the road, Guido's Fort, which is where you probably should go right now.
Hey, we're Guido's gorillas. We go to Guido's Fort.
It's only 175 pounds of coins.
Mm-hmm. Corey could carry that.
Carry
in his
quite
sleep.
A bit with. We can drag quite a bit on the wing travois.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to bring along dragon steaks and a head?
Yeah, I was going to skin the dragon and make a crude sleigh out of it so we could pull it along with some rope.
Mm-hmm. You do have leather working, don't you?
Not on me, but yeah.
Skill, I mean, Glenn. Hold on, I'm looking.
I do not.
No, actually,
that's
he doesn't.
I'm asking if
okay.
anybody else.
Okay.
If anybody else knows what they're doing here.
I would say nobody does.
I got riding land-based. I'm going to try to use that as the base of just putting together a yoke and hitch, again, with rope, wings, and a quarterstaff.
Wait a minute.
And if I remember correctly from our Save Our Die review, this was the infamous dragon we were supposed to try and tame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, the whole thing is that if that's why I did the morale check, because between all of you, you dropped him down to like one quarter of his hit points, and at that point, yeah, if he surrendered, then yeah, things might have been different, but. He didn't.
That was on him.
Yeah, it was. It was certainly on him. Okay, so you rig a makeshift container to hold the treasure. for you guys to tug back, you know, to go back to society. And Corey, you can carry up to 330 pounds of stuff before you can't move. So yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so yeah, between all of you, because you know, average strength in this party is like 16, 17.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right, you're able to make it back to Guido's fort, and you're okay. I'm gonna cut it short because we're almost out of time. But okay, after you arrive, you explain to the authorities there that what you know what happened. You tell your story, and you actually get an audience with Guido. Guido is a rather shifty, shady-looking kind of guy. You probably wouldn't trust him. You know, probably wouldn't trust him any further than you could throw, like, you know, Caracas or Galantra for that matter.
Look, this is what I'm gonna do for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tony Soprano. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. No, I'd say. I almost say almost like big pussy. But
yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna do for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, yes.
I didn't mess up the module, did I?
By doing what?
No. Coming down that way and killing the dragon.
No.
We were planning to escape. The whole point of this part of the module was escaping. We're good. We're good.
And besides that, there's a reason why I put a red dragon slaying longsword in there.
One, so we'd live, and two, so we wouldn't have to put up with fourth level characters controlling a dragon, or trying to control a dragon until it turned the tables and controlled us and got us all killed.
Exact, something like that, yes. Because, yeah, red dragons are not to be trusted, because they will be subservient only as long as, you know, it takes for
them
to turn the tables.
If somebody had sewing, we could have made a balloon out of him. If we had some fire and stuff and hot air, we could just float him over.
Yeah, now we're getting
We've got two flame lizards. Let's go get some...
Guys.
Liverds and hook him up to some balloon sacks. And... I know.
Thank you.
Is there any way I can get that sword checked out?
Yeah. So Lauren says once you get back, I can identify it. You know, I can identify all the items we picked up, so we can figure out what we're going. You know, just remember our deal with the sisters. You know, they do get a pick of what we found for.
Yeah, I know.
We have to live to get to them. So, any strange marks on the ring?
No, it looks fairly common. I'm going to have to go through the list of everything. Fortunately, I have it all written or typed out on a Word file.
Splint, spear, broad sword, scroll, ring, rod,
yeah.
Splint, and a bunch of coins.
Okay, rod of cancellation, like I said. The broadsword is +2. The spear is +2. The splint mail armor is +1. Remember, there's other stuff you found. I'm accessing it right now. Let's see. The scimitar that Corey found is a +2.
Right on.
Let's see. What else have we? What else do you guys get? The small shield you guys found. Oh, that's pretty funny. The small shield you guys found is a +2. The scroll that you found several episodes ago. Scroll of protection for dragon breath. because nobody identified it. The spoon you found.
Is that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he could have used that exactly. The spoon you found is a Merlin spoon, which keeps you guys from starving to death.
I don't want to eat Merlin.
Well, you do what you got to do. The longbow that you got, Lou, is a +1. Of course, the ring that...
You did hear me mention earlier that I wanted the bow string from the one broken bow.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay.
Okay.
I need a spare.
There is also, you found way earlier in the adventure, a short sword. That's a +1. There was another ring you found. That's a ring of protection +1. You found...
Isn't that the one that I have?
No, you already had one when you rolled your character out. Let's see. The cloak Lou took, of course, Cloak of Elvenkind. Potion you found is a potion of invisibility. You found a mace early on in the adventure. That's a plus one. Let's see. What else have we got?
What about the sword?
Huh? What's that?
The dragon killing sword.
Yeah. Plus two longsword, red dragon slayer. Yes.
Now, you're giving these pluses. This is to hit, not damage. Is that correct?
No,
not
that's
to hit and a damage.
To hit and a damage, yes. They're all okay. Magical weapons, all of them. And
okay.
Oh, again, I asked about this ring we just found.
Protection plus two.
Okay.
So...
Didn't I ask for that ring?
The other ring?
Yeah, there was another ring.
There was another ring?
This ring is plus two.
Yeah, okay, so...
Oh. Well, we got to see if the old ladies are going to take him or not.
Okay.
True.
Okay. All right. So,
but between now and then, we have to live to get there.
After Guido sent some people over to confirm what you guys have done, he is very grateful to you because this will actually bring trade back to Guido's fort. So he owes you one. He owes you a favor. okay.
They may never come.
Let's see, what else? I could ask you for a favor.
Oh. But until then, enjoy this gift on my dragon's death day.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see.
Okay, the original longsword I have
is a plus one.
Is a plus one.
Correct.
Now, the one that I'm picked up, the dragon slayer, is a plus two.
A plus two, yes. Except when you're fighting... See, it's a three-stage sword. It's normally a plus two. If you're fighting dragons or lizards, I think it's a plus three. And if you're fighting red dragons, it's a plus four. So, yeah. That's a nice little weapon. I take it you want to keep that one, right?
Yes, I do.
Of course.
If no one objects, considering that I was the one that took all the damage...
Yeah, you did take quite a bit of damage in that. Okay.
And I lost my doggies, yeah. So...
Aw, well, you know.
Oh, did he come back? Aw.
Yeah, they kind of ran off, you know. Coming up against a red dragon kind of does that to normal animals. Even war-trained dogs. That's a little bit beyond the pale for them.
I had no hope of getting them out that escape thing, because once they smelled the dragon, they would be gone anyway.
Right.
Importantly, once they smelled fresh air and a dragon, they said, "Fresh air, gone." Ah!
Gone. See ya. So long and thanks for all the dog food. Anyway. Okay. Let's see. After the next day, you guys decide to go and visit the sisters.
Yeah.
And basically what they end up taking is the rod. They take the rod and they take the one spell scroll that was beyond Talarn's ability to use. That's all they take.
You don't get this, Sonny. It'll make your head explode.
Yes.
So
you're not ready for this, Sonny. Yeah. What's up, Corey?
Since I have no armor and don't wear any.
Yeah.
And I can anybody mind me giving back my plus one protection ring and upgrading to the plus two, thereby we'll have two plus one one rings.
Anyone have a problem with that? Okay.
I don't know.
And then you guys
trade you for it?
Okay, Corey.
Trade, you have the plus two protection?
Well, I was wearing it until we could get survivability to the sisters. Now that we're there and we're sorting things out, sure.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
cool. I have at least I'll leather. You. I'll trade. I'll have, you know, because nothing else that we found whatsoever can do anything for me.
Actually, Falon, the rings of protection can help you.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Those are the only things that we found that I could use.
Right. Okay. Got it.
I have leveled up to the point where I can take another weapon proficiency and might have an interest in spear.
Okay, I'm giving back the plus one longsword.
Okay. All right.
And
you're
so
too heavy. Too heavy. No thanks. No thank you.
And I'm.
You realize you can use the longsword, right, Falon? You're proficient in longsword.
No.
You took that proficiency. You took it. Yes, you did.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yes,
but
you did.
But it's only just proficiency. But
yeah. Yeah, but that's if you run into something that you need to, you know, dispatch with a magical weapon. So yeah. That's a suggestion.
I don't look good wearing a longsword. Eh, fine, whatever.
No, okay. I'm giving back the plus one. I'm keeping the plus two Dragon Slayer.
Well, how about here's a question for you. What about my scimitar? You want the plus two scimitar?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know how to use scimitar. You use scimitar.
Oh, okay.
And Corey,
yeah,
you do have a free weapon proficiency.
I know. That's why I've been. Every time we take a break, I always tell the DM I'm practicing with my sword.
Okay, so you're just offering it just to be a nice guy, even though you're okay.
Take animal husbandry.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Okay.
All right, I've got to erase my doggies.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but yeah. Let's see. Okay. So yeah, that's what they take. And so you have more or less an unlimited food source, believe it or not.
Dead dragon meat?
No, that's
Merlin Boone.
Yes. Mm.
Which we could use to freshen a pot of rotted dragon meat.
Nice.
Yeah,
spoon?
It's a spoon. Basically what it is.
Oh, spoon.
Spoon, yes.
Said poon.
No.
You got a dirty mind, brother.
No. Yeah, okay. Let's see, what else? Let's see.
So we're back at Guido's fort, or we went somewhere else for the system?
But it won't let me remove Zeus.
I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Speaking of which...
Who got the butt three? Who got the plus three butt plug?
Glenn. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
I put it on that chair. Or
my staff recharged.
You have to go to a Temple of Mira to have that done. The closest Temple of Mira, if I'm not mistaken, is in Kelvin.
How far is that?
That's about a day's journey to the southwest along the road.
Okay. So do you pronounce this adventure good and done?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to Xavier, you want to come with me?
Well, all right. As you guys are discussing your options in the inn, one of Guido's lieutenants comes up to you and says, "The boss wants to see you."
Great.
All right.
So he takes you over to the his little mansion over there. It's kind of interesting now that you see where he lives, because it's rather opulent, and he's he's been doing okay for himself.
Mm-hmm. So it's opulent, not decadent.
Yeah, it's opulent.
It's not Richard O'Brien Thieves Guild D&D movie opulent.
No. Compared to the hard times the rest of this little trading post has fallen on, it's a little gaudy, to say the least.
I want to do a Xerxes feel, but I don't have that many slave girls.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? That pig flamingo in the front yard, that cost me a lot of dough.
Exactly. All right, you guys haven't, guys are brought into an audience with him, and he says, I'm in your debt. You guys have done me and done my town and I a really huge favor. But
you are now made.
you made your bones. Yeah, you made your bones. Yeah.
No, we didn't. We left him in a cave with no head or wings.
Okay. So he says, I would like you to do me a little bit of a favor. Lady Arteris up in Penhaligon's been trying to shall I say, acquire my services. And no, not those kind of services. She's been trying to expand her estate, and she wants me to become beholden to her. So I would like you to take a message up to her, if you wouldn't mind.
You tell that broad. I ain't
oh, sorry, my God.
I can't resist.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hey, boss, why are you talking so funny?
Well, this is such a great favor. Why? Mayhap this is a message you would not like receiving? Well, so you send dragon slayers to give your message to the woman?
Hey, don't argue. It probably plays good for this.
That's what I'm getting to. What's you playing good for this?
I'll pay all of you 50 gold for to deliver the message for me. Never mind that you guys are pretty flush with cash right now.
Yeah, say that. That's a yeah.
Hey, I could always use a little travel.
But he doesn't know that. You see, he doesn't.
I could always use a little traveling money.
Okay, so
is he a good bank, by the way?
What is the message?
He produces a scroll that has, you know, that's sealed with wax. Says, just give this to her, and then that's all you need to do. It's just that it's a couple of days up the road.
He gets the scroll. Kill these guys. Okay.
Yeah, right.
See, that's the secret plan. I've got troubleshooters in my kingdom who are going to mess up my operations. I got to send them away, so I give them a one-way ticket to give a message somewhere else.
Oh,
hopefully it's somebody else's problem now.
Oh, come on. I wouldn't do that.
We're talking devious here.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'm talking about Fallon, not Guido.
Yeah, no doubt, right? No kidding.
Yeah.
So... What do you say?
We get horses?
I feel good with this. No problems.
We do not have to be back to the merchant house for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right, you guys decided to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and that's where we'll end. Because
okay, but before we take that, I still want to get that.
Get what?
The staff charged.
I know that. But that's going in the opposite direction.
He each gives us a plus one weapon with the when one of his lieutenants goes, look, you come back, got a snick in it, you're dead.
No. take the plus one sword. Leave the plus one sword. Leave take the cannoli. Leave the anyway, okay. Next session, which will probably be sometime in October. I'll have experience points for you guys. Actually, I'll probably have experience points for you guys by the end of this week, so you guys can update your character sheets.
Cool.
Next
time on Guido's Gorillas.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some gorillas. Anyway. So like I said, I can't talk. I'm tired. We will reconvene next month for session number 16 of the Hammers of the Dushy, and we'll see where the game goes from there once you guys get your experience points and, you know, level up and do all that kind of stuff, because I'm pretty sure a couple people have leveled up.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the list of all the things you've gone through.
Pop the hammer, it's time for action!
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, you know what, and maybe once you guys get your experience points, we can sort of take a break from this game and maybe do Marvel Super Heroes, like I've been promising. So, we'll see what we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, you say goodnight?
Yep. And so, for everybody involved, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Hammers of the Dutchie. Bye-bye.
Dos vidania. Ciao, baby.
We're all going to make Thor fanboys, and it's going to be called The Adventures of Hammers of the Dockside.
Yes, something like that.
This has been an AD&D 2nd Edition Actual Play Podcast, presented by Wild Games Productions and D20 Radio. Join us next time for the further adventures of the Hammers of the Dutchie.